New heading, the purpose behind the slap. Negative humor can be used in many different ways to communicate a number of messages. Sometimes the message is not really worth sending and should be consigned to the garbage heap. However, sometimes the message is worth sending and merely needs to be packaged in a more appropriate container. We often use negative humor to express affection, appreciation, and familiarity. We joke about another's weakness or eccentricity as a friend who knows that individual through and through. The fact that John snores like a train whistle and Phil can't hit a baseball out of the infield becomes a common store of jokes that anyone can pull out anytime and use to raise a laugh. The main intention behind such humor is to express unity, familiarity, friendship, and affection, though often one can also find traces in it of competitiveness, jealousy, and one-upmanship. A friend of mine recently told me of a custom in his job that demonstrates this manner of using negative humor. Whenever a member of the department retires, all the person's immediate co-workers gather for a party held in his or her honor. A major feature of the evening's activity is a time to show appreciation by recounting the wildest mistakes the retiring worker has made in his or her years of employment within the company. A major feature of the evening's activity is a time to show appreciation by recounting the wildest mistakes the retiring worker has made in his or her years of employment within the company. All chime in with funny stories showing how inept the person could be on occasion. The intention of the people in the department is to express appreciation, affection, and best wishes, but the benevolent message is packaged in a purely negative container. The prominent role played by negative humor in our society is in fact a commentary on some of the weaknesses of our culture. We have lost a sense for how to show genuine affection, and consequently negative humor has become a primary vehicle for expressing friendship. Most of us are inhibited in showing physical affection outside of a sexual relationship, unlike people in many cultures who will walk down the street arm in arm, man with man, woman with woman, holding a warm conversation and building a relationship that is not sexually suspect. Most of us are also inhibited in showing verbal affection and are unable to give direct commendation or express in clear and sober language how much we esteem and value another person. Our society has largely lost the rich expressions of friendship and affection found in many other cultures, and has come to a point at which negative humor is a main means of building a relationship. However, negative humor does not really do the job. While conveying some affection, it at the same time sows seeds of criticalness and jealousy and resentment, and it further acts as an obstacle to open and straightforward expressions of affection. Therefore, we should avoid negative humor. But even more, we should cultivate positive forms of affection. We cannot transplant Mediterranean expressions of friendship unchanged into our inhibited Anglo-Saxon culture. But we can grow nonetheless in showing courtesy, honor, esteem, and affection with our body language and our words. The message of affection behind the negative humor should be largely retained, but it should be expressed in a different, more suitable form. Negative humor is also used to administer correction. We joke about a friend or relative's mistake, failure, or weakness in order to coax the person toward a change. For example, Mrs. Smith speaks to Mr. Smith while gazing through the kitchen window into the back of the house. "Our backyard is beginning to look like the city dump," meaning, "Would you please remember to take the trash out next week?" Then Mr. Smith, upon seeing Mrs. Smith pick up the telephone and begin dialing, speaks up. "I'm surprised that the telephone receiver hasn't yet fused to your ear," meaning, "Would you please use the telephone a little less often, especially when I'm around?" The message is quite clear, but it's also very provocative. Negative humor is a bad way of offering correction for the same reason that it is a bad way of expressing affection. Negative humor is indirect rather than straightforward, negative and destructive rather than positive and constructive. If we want to correct someone, We should go to them and tell them what we think should change. If we do not want to correct them, then we should keep our mouth sealed and refrain from expressing our annoyance or frustration through humor. A third use of negative humor is that of communicating malice and contempt. Another word for this type of humor is mockery. A Jewish tradition tells us that only idols and sin should be mocked, based on Elijah's contest with the prophets of Baal at Mount Carmel. Elijah dared these prophets to call on their God to send fire from heaven and consume their sacrifices. They did so from morning until noon to no avail. Baal did not answer. 1 Kings 18:26. Then we read, "It came about at noon that Elijah mocked them and said, 'Call out with a loud voice, for he is a god. Either he is occupied or gone aside, or is on a journey, or perhaps he is asleep and needs to be awakened.'" 1 Kings 18, verse 27. Elijah mocked Baal, intimating that he was not much of a god, if he was a god at all. Traditional Jewish teaching regards such mockery as reserved for idols and sin, and perhaps for the prophets of false gods, and is inappropriate in any other situation or relationship. This teaching contains much wisdom. In most ordinary cases, mockery conveys a message that we just should not send, whether in this package or in any other. Mockery is one of the greatest forms of dishonor and disrespect that can be shown. It is no coincidence that Yeshua himself, the spotless Lamb who bore the sins of the world, was mocked as well as scourged and crucified. The Roman soldiers played with him, crowning him with thorns, dressing him in a scarlet robe, handing him a reed for a scepter, and crying out, "Hail, the King of the Jews!" The Romans mocked Yeshua's kingship, and at the same time mocked the Jewish nation who would have such a monarch. The Jewish soldiers played a different game. The men who were holding Yeshua in custody were mocking him and beating him, and they blindfolded him and were asking him, saying, "Prophesy, who was the one who hit you?" And they were saying many other things against him, blaspheming. Luke 22, verses 63 to 65. As the Roman soldiers mocked Yeshua's office as king, so the Jewish soldiers mocked his office as prophet. Yeshua the Messiah and prophet of God, the eternal Son who shared in God's glory before the foundation of the world, completed the course of humiliation and self-emptying appointed for him by his Father, bearing the full shame and reproach and dishonor due the sin that he bore on our behalf. He suffered to the uttermost, not only physically, but also in the loss of his honor, which to a first century man was worse than bodily torment. He lowered himself to the depths of suffering and humiliation that we might be ransomed from our sin and exalted with him in his resurrection and ascension to the very right hand of God. Yeshua bore the mockery of men that we might be honored before the throne of God. Unfortunately, many people use negative humor to show malice and contempt in situations that are clearly inappropriate. In his book, Strength Under Control, John Keating recalls a boyhood acquaintance who suffered from a severe case of acne. His comrades made sure that his suffering was more than skin deep by dubbing him Pizza Face. This is simply another way of reviling, a type of speech pattern strongly rebuked in the kingdom of God. 1 Corinthians 5, verse 11, and 6, verse 10. Contemptuous negative humor is only appropriate when one is mocking the evil one and his works. It is never appropriate as a form of personal attack. In conclusion, we see that negative humor can be used to communicate affection, correction, or contempt, or perhaps some combination of the three. It is almost always an uncharitable and destructive form of communication, though at times it is not fully intended as such. We can find better ways to show affection and give correction than through negative humor, and there are few occasions when contemptuous negative humor is appropriate.